This is God's plan, young man. You said it yourself. That's actually fire. That was
yeah, it's also a fire intro. It is a fire intro.
This is the intro. Let me not get ahead of myself real quick.
Dude.
Hello and welcome to season 3, episode 1 of the D-Hoop University podcast. This is your boy, Daryl Harris, also known as D-Hoopster. Here with my dog, Shiv.
What's happening?
You heard that right. Season 3, episode 1. For one, shout out to, big shout outs today. Big shout outs. We got a lot to get into. I don't care how tangential we get on the intro. The pod, if you're listening, it might not start till we're about 10 minutes in. We got some catching up to do. Shout out to the Blueprint 3. Shout out to Slime Season 3.
Yo, shout out to Jeffrey, dog. Shout out to Young Thug. Straight up.
Shout out to Slime Ball 3. Shout out to all the great trilogies out there.
Shout out to the trilogies out there. I agree. Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. That was a good pull. That was a very good pull.
Trying to think of like third installments. I don't know.
It's reserved for, you know, it's reserved for the select few. Many a TV series. They'll get two seasons and that's it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is also frustrating, but that is true.
A rookie contract. I'm sorry, he's catching strays 2 minutes into season 3. Jalen Hutchefino, it's 2 years. The third is optional.
What are we?
The third is a team year. I'm sorry we didn't pick up the Hutchefino option.
That's not happening.
Hey, big shout out to JHS, man. Feel free to positively contribute to the team at any point. Nothing but positivity from this way. Like I said, we're getting tangential. This is a good time to check in, man. Season 3, because this is the third season in the NBA now that this pod is covered. It was birthed in the postseason of that 2023 season.
Yeah.
And rolled over into season 2 at the top of this year when we jumped into what was this 2024 season. And now I had to double check. I didn't believe it was right. Like on fantasy, I'm looking at stats and like trying to compare stats. It says, do you want the 2025 stats or the 2024 stats? I'm thinking this season, I'm like, let me go to 2024. I'm like, that's wait, this doesn't sound right. I'm like, oh, this is the 2025 season. Excuse me.
Dude, I know 2025 is actually like right around the corner. That's pretty wild. I haven't thought about that. Like, that is pretty wild. A quarter of a century, like, literally.
It is here, dude. Shout out to the babe. She's in the kitchen right now. But she's really made me jump right full steam into the holidays, right?
Yeah, there you go. I see the stockings back there.
You see the tree. Let me move
not,
for the tree.
We're not doing Thanksgiving, huh? We're just glossing over Thanksgiving like that.
Nah, Thanksgiving is woven in. It's woven into a lot. You know, there's festive like decor.
It looks nice. It looks nice and homey, honestly.
But nah, once you hit this point, when you just embrace it, like, nah, this is the end of the year. Like, yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Yeah, you know what I mean?
2024, dude. 2024. I think it's fair if we take a second to do a very condensed version of what me and Terrell did. That if you guys get, you know, one day I'll drop the bonus, the exclusive pack, the recordings that never
the care package.
You know, if I ever release the hard drive that has all the secret files on it, that this is one of the ones for sure. But we did a recap of 2024 around late August, early September.
Okay,
that we didn't get to finish. We didn't get to finish all the way. And we were like, nah, this was too fire. We have to keep it going. But, dog, 2024 has been a year, bro. A year. And the things that have happened since then, adding on to what we were talking about, like, bro, the Super Bowl, for one, went to overtime and, like, was decided in dramatic fashion.
That's true.
In Las Vegas, in our backyard. Like, we had an incredible WrestleMania. We had this incredible women's tournament, WNBA revolution that's happened. We had an Olympic season.
Nah, bro, the WNBA season should not go like under mentioned. Like if there's like an end of the year recap, like bro, it was
I
popping off
can't.
this year. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Like people were really talking about it. It's only gonna get better from here too.
It was real, bro. It was definitely real.
It was palpable, dude. It really was.
I had
Like I
a
was
women's
locked in.
fantasy league. Loved it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, without a doubt. Now
And then it was
the those
bookended
two.
with like classics on top of that. Like every sport essentially delivered.
Yeah.
Like Chiefs, Niners, classic, a Celtics championship season, banner set 18.
18,
Ah,
18,
I hate to hear that, dude. I hate to say that. That
18,
sucked.
going for
That
19.
sucked. That was for sure banner 18.
That was a
Shout out to the victory lap pod that we did about like a day after
Yeah,
that.
that was elite, bro. I told you
That was
before the
great,
playoffs
bro.
too.
That was
I think my
great.
greatest segment on this podcast this year was when we were going into the playoffs and I was just like listing off all the stats and I was like, none of this is going to be different in the playoffs. And then they just proceeded to like run through everyone. And I was
No,
like,
check the tape. Check the tape.
this is exactly what I said was going to happen. Like, this is not magically going to like disappear. You know what I mean?
No, it
So
carried over. It
it
carried over
carried
for
over. It
sure.
spilled over into this season too.
No, for sure. We're gonna get to it for sure. We had Yankees Dodgers, bro.
That was a
What?
little wild. That was a little wild too, out of nowhere. New
How did
York.
that feel falling in Texas? Like, did you feel wrapped into it all? Because, like, say you're in Cali, like, sort of, you don't have a choice, or
Yeah.
it's just everywhere. Like, even my job in Las Vegas, huge
Definitely.
Dodger town
Yeah,
still,
that makes
even though
sense.
we're getting the team in a few years finally.
That makes sense.
Everybody's wearing their Dodger gear at work and stuff. Like, I doubt that was the case like in Texas, but Yankees are a national brand.
No, for
Dodgers are
sure.
also a national brand.
You
Like,
got a lot of Houston Astros fans, and they got like beef with the Yanks, so I think they were just like, they don't
yeah,
really care.
everybody's sort of wrapped into it one way or another.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
there were teams
I was
that
lit. I was locked into it. I was like, playoff baseball is like so unique.
it
Like
was lit, bro. It was
anybody
lit.
that doesn't like get it, like it's like I don't know how you can't sit there and watch playoff baseball and be like, nah, this wasn't
This
a
is high
top.
level. This is high level work right here.
Yeah, this is
Shout out
like
to Freddie Freeman,
shout out to Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman.
bro.
Yeah, that was a performance.
Shout out to Shohei Ohtani. Shout out to Mookie Betts because
Mookie
Mookie is
Betts.
so cold that after Shohei popped out in the freaking in whatever inning of whatever game that was, they were like, "Well, we can't throw it to Mookie next, so let's
Yeah.
just walk him ahead of the walk-off grand slam." Like, come on, dog. But that was game one. The
I
Freeman,
think that was
yeah.
game one. That was game one.
Man, and shout out to Freddie Freeman again, bro. This was such a dope moment he had in the post game after when he's finally, I think it was after the Grand Slam. And he's like, yeah, I just went and yelled. I just went and screamed in my dad's face for like 10 seconds. And
Yeah.
like, sorry, dad. Like, I don't even know what I said. Like, I just went and
Don't even know
screamed
what I
in
was
this man's
saying.
face. And
Dude,
they're
that
like,
must
how
be
do
a
you,
mag trick.
they're like, how can you describe this? And they never have words for that even in that moment.
Yeah.
And as a dad, I this line was kind of dope. I was like, I don't know. He was like, I don't know right now. Literally, this wasn't, I'll think I'll process this later. But like,
This is
I'm
gonna
thinking
come
about my
in handy.
dad. He got to see me hit that leg in the front row. Like, this is his
Exactly.
moment. Like,
Yeah.
we got another game to win. Like, and I'm like, dog, imagine that. Like, imagine if that pops like in the front row. Like,
Dude.
your boy yanks one,
Yeah.
dog.
Just goes nuts. Like the whole stadium's going crazy. The city's on fire. You know what I
Pause.
mean? Yeah. Yeah. Pause. Yeah. Pause for sure.
Nah, man. Hey, this is the intro. Don't let us get ahead of ourselves, man. 2024, bro.
I'm
2024.
glad it's coming to an end, bro. All years come to an end and all new ones start. I'm looking forward to the start of
Shout
this
out to all the journalists who had to cover this hectic election season. Overlooked, you know what I mean? We have to keep our impartiality through it all,
Yeah. Yeah.
and they don't make them any easier to cover or ride that ride the fence.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I don't know.
it was a busy season. We all know how that
Got
went.
through it
But
though.
shout out to the people that had to, grind through it.
Walk
Election
through
night
it.
was a dog, bro. I'm telling you, we were bunkered in there,
No,
bro.
I know. I don't doubt it for a second. I when you when you when you sent that choice of words, I just knew. I was like, I fully understand and can imagine what this scene is like. Like you had to come with like a knapsack like full of supplies. Like,
Dude,
here's your cornmeal, here's your
I
spam, like
bro, I arrived for duty at, shortly after 1 p.m. Pacific. voted the morning of election day. You know what I mean? Got my sticker.
Got the
And
sticker.
it was a slightly overcast day.
I had to throw it on the Instagram story. Had to.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the people know.
Didn't emerge from the bunker until a chilly 1:30 midnight.
Good Lord. Jeez, dude. Now that is.
On air for several hours, and the entire 11 o'clock hour. It was dope, man. It was
No, I'm sure it
dope.
was a good time though. I feel like it's so tough, but it's like, I remember like when I used to work at Macy's, like when we worked like Black Friday, like it's just like they try to prepare you. They're like, yo, like this is gonna be like, this is gonna be something.
Shout out to the retail workers. That was
Yeah.
next on my list, literally. I had the journalists and I had the holiday hour staff.
The holiday hour staff is real,
Yo, it's
man.
here.
No, for sure. Everybody that's doing that, like as somebody who worked in retail, like trust me, that's not easy. It is not easy. And respect
Now
to
it's
you.
go time. The lines are getting longer.
Lines are getting longer.
It's
Lines are
not an
getting
in and
longer.
out. It's not
The
a
holiday
quick trip
discounts. Yeah,
anywhere right now. The parking lot is not friendly. Like,
you
bundle
gotta
up.
plan your day, yeah, around the mall. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Nah, man, it's good to get into it, man. I guess let's get down to the business as well. Shout out to everybody that reached out after I shared my first article on
Yes.
NBA.com.
Big time. That's a big shout out, actually. Yeah, let's shout out you, bro.
Nah,
That's
man,
pretty
shout out
big
to y'all,
news.
bro. The shout out
That's
to
pretty
y'all. Snap
big.
snap
Like,
applause, snaps, you feel
nah,
me?
bro. That's actually a big deal, bro. Like, I don't
Bless
think
up.
I know
Praises
it's
up.
whatever to you, just because like you've been working in the industry. So it's like whatever to you because you're like in that field. But to people who aren't, like, there's a lot of people who like want to be able to
Yeah.
do that, or like have always thought about it or dreamed of it or read articles every day, like that's pretty impressive, dude. That's like a big deal. And I don't think it should go, it
Yeah.
should go mentioned.
No, man. Thank you, bro. For one, it's like the love was real. I felt like I was like literally playing. Like I felt like people were telling me, like, bro, congrats, bro, you made it to the league. Like I'm in,
Yeah.
like I got a jersey or something. Like, but the ones who I'm closest to, know it's real, knows that that's personally something that's like, oh no, this MF is like stoked about this. Like I'm sure
Yeah.
he is. Like, and that's for real. It's wild to me. And it's still sort of sneaking in, I guess. Like it doesn't feel unmerited or it doesn't feel like fake or anything like that. But it's still unreal that just a series of, for one, time flies. You blink and time flies. But it doesn't, it's surreal that just like a series of work put in on the same MacBook that we're doing this stream on, like this MacBook tells the story from like the beginning to the end.
I
Of
remember.
just, yo, hey, just knock some stuff out on the computer, some research, and doesn't tell the full story. Countless of hours of 2K research. That's research,
Hours,
folks.
hours,
Podcast
hours. No, I don't.
listening and all this and that. But
Hours.
no, man, the collegiate work, we gonna get back and roll somewhere soon too. I'm gonna just start it out there. We gotta pursue the, we gotta continue the educational grind. I'm preaching to the choir. I already know. So that's another goal as well, to keep running this thing up. But it does, man. It feels good, bro. It feels hella good, man. Because it's like, I know this hasn't been for nothing, and it's not, things like this aren't handed out. So, and with much duty, with much responsibility, so we gotta keep it up.
Yeah, bro.
But
Absolutely.
no, man, your
Word
boy
up. 100%.
feels like we're on the radar.
100% you are. You just had the basketball equivalent is like the, it's not the first four, it's the first game. It's first day of NCAA 5-12 matchup. You're the 12 seed, a pesky, like, a pesky 12 seed though. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are playing defense
Oh
every
yeah,
game.
no.
We're picking you up full court. We're running sets, and it's like you win by about 7 or 8. It's like, hey, hold on here, like Saint John's, hold on, like what are we
Yeah.
going on here? You know what I mean?
No, we're
On the
definitely
radar,
in the third round of the conference tournament. Like, oh, they're gonna be a tough
yo, like Oregon State, low
out.
key, kind of nice right now. Like, are they not balling? Like, where do they get all these guys? Like,
Yeah.
not for
And big
sure.
shout out to RotoWire, man. That's sort of the origin of it all. And man, there's a very real story that I probably won't tell fully transparently right now, but there's a very real story behind that as well. That if I had to summarize it too and try to share something, is it's be persistent and be confident. You know what I mean? We can't sell ourselves short when going for anything. And we've had conversations in this where wherever we're talking about, it's like, man, we can't undervalue literally like the struggle it is just to survive, you know, on just a simple basis. But stick to it. I kept going. This was like an opportunity I didn't get at first, and I just sent it again. And, you know, somebody just saw it and realized that, you know, hey, you know what? This person is thinking, like, really is interested. You know, maybe something's there. Like, respect to being interested and not being deterred, something like that. So I think that that's something that is a message that could be taken away from that. And the only limits are, you know, hey, it's like, hey, shoot or shoot. That's my fantasy squad's name. I'm about to get into these boys in just a minute. It's time to talk some hoops now. But shoot or shoot, bro. You miss the shots you don't take. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with a heat check. Hey, pull it with confidence, you
I
know?
agree. I
Snap
agree.
the
That's a great
wrist.
message. That's
Because
a great
sometimes when it
message.
doesn't go in, it can look good.
You can look good.
And then then you get in a harder closeout. Like, you know what I mean? And, hey.
And then the game opens up from there.
You see a couple go in, it's a wrap.
That's what I'm saying. I agree. I agree.
Nah, man, let's get into these hoops now.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
There's a striking note that I've just made that I didn't think we would start with, but
Let's do
it
it.
feels like it should be the lead now.
All right.
And that is that. I'm gonna let you get into your boys in just a minute, because like you said, the carryover in Boston is real,
It's
and
okay.
they're on 70 win watch.
Yeah.
Now it's crazy because I don't know if anyone would have guessed that we'd be on 70 win watch for possibly two teams,
Yeah, for Cleveland too.
but that is definitely the case. The first story I wrote was about Cleveland and them being 8-0 at the time. And actually, they were 7-0 going for 8-0. They finished the following week. They're sitting at 12-0 now.
Yeah.
And I can get into why that team's doing what they're doing. Of course, we know why Boston's doing what they're doing. But to compare the conferences, it is a mid-off in the East
Yeah.
beyond Cleveland and Boston.
Yeah.
It is literally mid-city.
Hey, shout out to Detroit, bro. I think they got like 5 wins.
There's three teams with a record of 500 or better in the East.
Okay.
And the third is Indiana, who won last night to get back to 500.
Okay.
In the West, there's 11 teams with a 500 record or better.
Yeah.
In the West right now, and of course, this is a small sample size. However, mathematically speaking, you know, where these teams are going to be competing for each other, when it comes to standings, the gap is going to be relative to what, you know, it's a 10, 12 games in so far, which
Right.
is at least, you know, an eighth of the season. It's not a little bit less than that. So we're getting going. It's the early goings, but we've got a fair sample size on record now. And literally in the Western Conference, if you're below 500, you might not make the play-in.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at right now.
I feel like the West is always like this, though. Teams start out hot. The East, obviously, I feel like the East is obviously a little younger, maybe. Like you got a lot of young stars. So I
Well,
think they also
it's
just
weird.
they also do just suck, though. Some of these teams just suck. Like it's not their fault. Like they just some of the teams
Well,
blow.
the East has major disappointments and underwhelming
Like
seasons
Toronto's
so
not doing
far in
anything.
Milwaukee
Yeah.
and Philly. 2-7
That's
for the
like, yeah.
Sixers. The Bucks are 2-8.
The Bucks are.
And Juju overall isn't high in either locker room.
Yeah.
So nobody, I don't think that teams are really betting on them to not make the postseason right now. But
It's a little tough right
the
now.
note that the question that I have summarizing both conferences is who can withstand injury? And in the East, if any of those teams, if Milwaukee or Philly continue their luck of injuries, and Milwaukee's actually been healthy, but if they lose some guys, it can the wheels
Get
can really
ugly.
come off this season.
Yeah, for sure.
But we think the Knicks will hover around 500. But it's crazy, man. Looking at these standings,
Not ideal for the
it's
Eastern Conference in
the
general.
Cavs are 12-0, the Celtics are 9-2. And then it just falls off from there. Right now, the play-in is looking like Miami, the Hornets, the Bulls, the Hawks.
So the usual play-in teams.
Just about,
It's
just
always
about.
been it's always been some combination of those four teams that are in the play-in, maybe Brooklyn too. Like,
Brooklyn's at a surprising fifth in the East, and I got to tell you, Brooklyn's gonna be
I haven't watched
there.
most of them. I haven't watched anything. I watched us play them, and we were without Jaylen Brown too, which
I'll
obviously.
share. Yeah, I'll get into that roster in a little bit because I've got some guys. I got some of their guys on fantasy. I'm gonna run through my
You know who's
fantasy
kind of surprised
guys in a
me?
minute.
You know who's kind of surprised me though, that like I honestly didn't think was gonna pan out that well? Bilal Coulibaly from
Yeah, no, Coulibaly can hoop.
No, he could play. Like he could
He
really
can
play.
hoop,
He
dog.
could
I thought he was
really
going to
play.
get more run on the French team in the Olympics. And, so it's sort of defers to the vets, and you can
Right.
only really play nine guys, 10 guys. You need size, all this and that. But and he was one of the youngest ones on the team. But no, dude,
Oh, he
I've
could
already
play.
streamed him in fantasy. I was the first person to, pluck him out of the waiver wires. Now he's on other rosters because I let him go back to swim with the other fish. But
No, he, I
no,
love
for
him. I
sure.
love
He can
his
facilitate, but
ability
he's
to play.
defensive.
And yeah, like he's just if he gets a, he's like he could be like I don't know, like he could be what people think like OG Anunoby is. If that makes sense. Like he could be like a legit 3-and-D guy who can also kind of move the ball a little bit.
But he's like a problem, like
Dynamic.
one-on-one
He's hella
defensively.
dynamic. Yeah. I don't know. I think I do the Wizards got a couple they're gonna suck. Like, and that's
Yeah,
fine. They
they still
still
are
stink. Like they're gonna
they're still
stink for a
bumming. They're still
while.
2-7.
But if you're like looking in terms of like, okay, like in terms of just like individual talent, like what do we really have here? Like, bro, him. Like if him and Poole can take some steps here, like maybe get some other guys, like he could be kind of nice
Well, the Magic are doing
without
what they
Paulo.
can to sustain without Paolo for about another month or so, maybe another 6 weeks, maybe top of the new year. We'll see Paolo again. But it's giving Franz your world, buddy. You know what I mean? And he's actually turned in a couple of really good games. He had like 25 before that, 27 or so. So now it's like, you know what? If you can get a stretch of being like what it looks like if this was your team, run
This is
it.
what it looked like. Yeah. 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 Go
Get the
for it.
reps in right now.
Yeah.
We'll try to hover around 500. We'll get Paolo back. We'll be fine.
And we'll make playoffs. Yeah. We'll rock. We're good. Because Paulo is nice. Like
They
Paulo.
probably had a top three or a top four ceiling, and that's probably now, playing territory.
I don't know. I think
Big
maybe
picture.
I think they could probably like land a playoff spot. They could probably get like six, fifth,
No,
sixth
that's
seed.
what I'm saying. Yeah, no, they can get five. I would probably put the ceiling at five, where they could have got probably top three, maybe.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, Franz has turned in a couple of nice games. He's got 22 plus in his last four. Without Paolo, and that's like with a handful of rebounds, assists. So this is a good time for him, win or lose, sort of get the reps in, young fella. The other team, if I'm watching two teams in the East too, like I said, the Knicks. I don't know what it is. For one, let's just talk about that trade for a second
That
because.
trade was so forced. It didn't make sense to me in the moment, and I still don't get it. I know you'll probably have your flashes where it's like, oh, Brunson had 35, Cat had like 30. Yeah, that's fine. That'll happen. It's basketball. Like, you know what I mean? At some point it's gonna work. But like I just feel like you lost your like I feel like DiVincenzo and Julius Randle were like identity guys. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It just feels like they got soft. Like they don't like the Knicks don't feel hard to me anymore. Like, well, pause. Pause, hold on, like pause. That seems a little crazy, but like you know what I mean? Like before, like their identity was like this rugged, hard-nosed defense that was like gonna, grab, bite,
Yeah,
claw,
I mean,
like
briefly, it was for like a month, and you know what the machine does.
that's true. But like now with Cat, it's like you kind of lose some of that defensive versatility. Obviously, DiVincenzo was sort of sporadically dynamic, great three-point shooter. Like, I don't know, it just feels a little It just feels a little wonky right now with them. Like when we played them, it was obvious that, you know, they were gonna have to work out some things, but it just, I don't get it. I just don't get what they got going on over there, truly.
I it's weird to me. It just kind of feels like one of those two trades were the right ones to make, but maybe both did a little too much to the chemistry. But I feel like Cat was the better acquisition of, well, not nobody's saying that Mikal Bridges is better than Karl-Anthony Towns, but I think Karl-Anthony Towns' public approval stock had fell pretty low when I think we're forgetting why Karl-Anthony Towns, is regarded in a very positive light. 2 or 3 years into his career in one of those NBA GM executive polls, who do you want to start your team with? The
Over him
answer,
and LeBron,
I kid you
bro.
not, yes, he was the top two answer
With KD and
in
LeBron,
circa 2019. You know what I mean?
somewhere around there, or like earlier, like,
Let an undefeated effort in his lone season at Kentucky, and they fell to a in the championship or the final four, might have been the final four game, to a
Wisconsin, I
very
think.
game Frank Kaminsky.
Frank
Very game.
Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Noah Vonleh, and then they had that point guard, that little tiny point guard that was just a menace.
Yeah, Big Ten basketball.
Big Ten basketball. Oh, God.
No, man, Cat's doing his thing right now. I think Cat's
Maybe.
doing his thing. I don't know what role Bridges is playing. I think they really miss DiVincenzo. I think the way that went kind of left. They don't seem
Surprisingly.
like they have the same personality like they did when he was there. But I think New York is really sort of appreciative of Cat. Cat's been getting busy. He's been
He has.
rebounding. He's been sort of doing his thing. But and they've got to get a couple bodies back as well. But they're going to be here. They're going to be here in the end because they do have perimeter defending. They can put shot making in range at all five spots in certain lineups for crunch time. And that's going to be, enough to give the best in the conference a run for their money. They're going to be in the conversation for sure.
They were in the conversation for sure. And I know it was only game one, but that's, if that's a series, that's wraps. Like, we dismantled them without KP, dog. Like, without KP, dude, like, it was just straight Jaylen Brown and Jayson Tatum, like, Peyton Pritchard.
All right, so let's do it.
I want you to walk,
Boston is.
I'm gonna paint a scenario here, and I want you to walk along the road with me a little bit. All right. Tatum averaging what he's averaging right now. Obviously, yes. Like, he's an MVP conversation, right? That's fine. There's a couple other guys that are in there as well, right? Now let's say, like, hypothetically, Celtics win 63 games this year. Let's forget 70. Let's say they win like 63 games this year, right? They go 63 and what, 19? Tatum continues to average like 28, 10, 5, whatever it is, right? Probably wins MVP. He's also leading the league in scoring, and he hasn't
Yeah,
played in the quarters.
he's very
Okay.
deserving to win that award,
Celtics go
if I
and win
may interject.
63 games. There's a very realistic chance that this Boston team on the repeat, on this repeat year, they not only win a ring, Tatum wins MVP, Mazzulla wins Coach of the Year, and Peyton Pritchard wins Sixth Man of the Year.
Peyton Pritchard's leading candidate for sixth man of the year.
He's the betting favorite right now, and as
Leading
he should
candidate.
be, because he's
Yeah.
dynamic. He is so dynamic. And
Another stamped performer when it comes to college basketball in the month of March.
dude, they don't know about Peyton Pritchard at Oregon. They really don't.
All 4 years.
Him, I think him and Tyler Dorsey tore it up together. I think him
Oh man,
and Brooks.
he had plenty teammates back there.
Was Jordan Bell there? No.
No.
No, this was a little
Don't
early,
believe so.
I think.
I believe my boy Juice was Shakir Juice then.
Oh, of course. I think Bol Bol was there, if I
Yeah, I
remember
think he did
correctly.
share the court with Bol
I think Bol Bol was there. But
Bol. This
Peyton's the man, dude. And no, but
is the squad, man.
this
Derek
is a
White
squad.
is the pick I probably like wish I hit the most in fantasy. He went like in the 60s,
Yeah, of
and
course.
he literally plays like just the most additive
Perfect.
form of basketball. He makes all his open jumpers, contested jumpers, like
Plays
never
defense.
looks flustered, like there's that person that looks like they're not working as hard, but like is always a step ahead. And yeah, nah, defensive monster, doesn't turn the ball over. Like
Nah, it's
you
right
need that
now.
guy.
I said this last year. I was like, after like the Celtics won one, like, this is the first of like a 5 year stretch, in my opinion, where they're just going to be constantly contending. I'm not saying they're going to make the finals every year, but they're going to definitely be one of the final four teams. And it's going to be about like, like how, like, because there's like teams are going to be healthy. Like, I mean, with Chet going down, obviously that changes things in the West, but like, who knows who comes out of the West? It could be anybody. I said Golden State was going to come out of the West. That's just my hunch. I said this before the season even started. I was like, I think Golden State is going to come out of the West, and they could. The Lakers could also come out of the West. The Suns could come out of the West. So it's going to be like a different opponent this year for sure. But like, what can this, with this continuity, and you bring KP back probably in February, probably after All-Star break, I would assume, getting ready for the playoffs. And it's like, dude, nobody's figured out how to stop the Celtics team when they have Porzingis.
And what's crazy is they just really don't have to play him.
They don't have to play him
Nemias
until the
Cater,
postseason.
shout out to Cater. Big
Dude, he's an animal.
that's Mountain West Hoops, Utah State
Down
product.
west, yes, sir,
He
bro.
did numbers in Thomas and Mack.
Sacramento let him go. Brad came in and just boom. He's like Robert Williams. He's like Robert Williams.
No,
He's
he's better.
literally just.
He's got more. Yeah, not better maybe, but no, he's literally given everything you got from Rob Williams.
It's awesome.
No,
It's
man,
literally
Boston is
cool.
a problem. They're a problem. And that's not surprising. I don't have things I'd want to pick at. They're right now in stride of being one of the, all decade sort of teams. So that's not going anywhere. We'll see them in April. We'll see them in May. But
Yep.
we'll, of course, we'll talk about them along the way. But
Right.
we don't need many reminders that they're not going to lose many times this season. Cleveland, who hasn't lost yet.
Haven't lost once.
A.
They're playing a good brand of basketball. Playing a great brand of basketball right now.
They've, if they have one thing over Boston,
Yeah. Size.
it would be that, yeah, I don't think that anybody is arguing what five should be on the court,
Yeah.
just because it's clearly, a combination of it's clearly Maxi Garland, Mitchell, Mobley, Jared Allen. Right now it's LeVert. It could be Max Strus a little later on. He could, do something even different. But that four plays very good basketball on offense and defense.
Yeah, definitely.
Very, very good.
Definitely. I mean, we'll see. November 19th, I think, where is when we're playing Cleveland. We play them in
Okay,
like
you've
three or
got the
four
date
games.
circled.
I got the date circled.
Nah,
I'm
I'm looking
like, you
forward
know
to that
me.
too.
I watch every Celtics game. Like, I think
I'm very
we play
much
them this
looking
month.
forward to
I know we
that.
play them this month for sure.
There'll be somebody to reckon with. We'll move out west, and like you said, it really could be anybody because we don't even know who's going to make the postseason yet. It's a long shot who we can really rule out once we do get to the postseason. I
Yeah.
believe that 1 through 8 will be in play. And if we're starting at the top, I'm saying the first toughest out in the West right now is the Nuggets, because who knows how to guard Jokic?
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody does.
Nobody's figured
Nobody
it out.
does.
Yeah.
Minnesota got it done last year, and this Minnesota team as constructed would not get it done.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The Nuggets look nice right now. And it's funny because I feel like Jamal Murray isn't playing that well, or at least that's what I've been seeing. But Jokic has been carrying, man. Jokic is just, it seems like some of their younger guys are also taking a little bit more of a step. Like Christian Braun looks a little more confident in his game. Peyton Watson looks a little more confident in his game. They just need to add a shooter. Like, if they could just add a
No,
shooter,
man, it's
like,
happening. It's happening.
I'm
This
sure
is
they're
what the
working on
piece was
something.
about. I was able to pitch what I wanted to get into, and good idea, crowded timing, which is a good thing because it's like, all right, that was relevant. Like, I was happy that I was like, all right, bet, let's do, suggested this. Let's go with this. I want to talk about how Denver turned it around quickly. They were 0-2 after. They're both home losses
Yeah.
to OKC and to Minnesota and no. Home losses to OKC and the Clippers.
I think so, yeah.
And after that was when Jokic went out and was like, yeah, we can't shoot. Like, we have two shooters. We have Jamal and Mike.
Yeah.
Which is very funny if he calls MPJ Mike.
Yeah, for real. For real, that's so random.
But he's like, nah. And he was like, also, he said, just because I had 40 doesn't mean I played good. Like,
For sure.
we all
He
have
had
to play
he had a
better.
hard ass quote where he was like, anybody can be like general after the war's over or something like that. And I was like, yo.
Nah, he doesn't play
I
about.
almost heard like when I saw that like Twitter graphic of the quote, I almost heard like boop 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 boop. Like, I was like, this there's like this just correlates so well with
Yeah.
hey yo.
Nah,
No, dude,
he's nasty,
he's on
man.
some like bully Jokic stuff right
After
now.
that, and just because the article should see the light of day, but why I said it was bad timing is because I knew that article couldn't come out until we had the result of Sunday's game against the Mavericks, because if so, it would have been 7 out of their last 8 wins,
Right.
and they would have swept the homestand 5-0.
Right.
And that is what happened. It was relevant to what the piece would have been
Okay.
for, you know, it's for it to have juice online at going forward. However, he put up a 1-of-1 stat line. So that gets like, you know, an AP news, like just news article release, like, oh my gosh, he does this incredible. Or just then, just on top of the game recap, oh man, stunning, you know, sort of last second finish. Michael Porter Jr. with the floater sealed it. And then he got player of the week. So, like, another Newsy like article. So I'm like, ah, is this fourth Jokic SEO article like gonna hit the web right now?
Right, right,
Maybe
right,
not.
right,
But it's
right.
like buttoned up and finished.
Hey, might never know. Stay tuned for the exclusive.
But bro, this is his best start to a season ever.
Really?
We thought that it would be impossible for him to win a fourth MVP. Whoa. 20, dude. So far this season, through 10 games, he's at 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists.
You know
He,
what my take? You know what my take is on that? Actually, I'll let you finish.
yeah.
But like this is my take. I think this is gonna be the first year in a long time where the MVP isn't so clear cut. I think it's gonna be like a close vote between the
I
voters.
mean, that's
I think it's about
good.
time.
We deserve, you know, a winner that isn't just the by the numbers winner. Like, you
Yeah,
know, we
for sure.
had the
Sure.
sort of the stat, but also that's why you can't really knock the MVP, because when you look up back on it, yeah, James Harden deserves an MVP.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook deserved an MVP. Like, Giannis deserves an MVP at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really be too mad at it. Steph has, you know, his couple,
Yeah, he's got a
like.
couple. He's got a unanimous one, right?
And even Joel snuck one. So it's like you can't be mad at, you know, at kind of how it plays out.
Yeah.
Jokic winning a fourth is nuts,
It's pretty
but
crazy.
it is very hard to look aside from this box score of one. The Nuggets now are 7-3 again,
Yeah.
tied for second or third in the West.
Yeah.
Wins over OKC, wins over the Mavs, two overtime wins on the road. And it's just like, okay, this is the team that is very hard to guard in crunch time, because Jokic doesn't make too many mistakes.
Right.
And it is a big leap. Christian Brown's up to 16 and a half points a game.
Right.
His minutes jump from 20 to 35 right now, and
Right.
he's producing better than KCP did on a night-to-night basis for them. And Julian Strother, shout out to Las Vegas, he's a Vegas kid.
Okay.
Is not, he's out there, and he's, hey, kid, shoot it. You know, you're out there. We
Just
need
go
you to
ahead and
be
let
one
it
of the
fly.
guys
Yeah.
now. Like, yeah, like,
We need you to shoot the ball. We don't care if you miss. Like, just
yeah, you
get the
know,
reps under
go
you so
do a
you can like
little
move
up and under double clutch thingy. Like, you know, go get a
something.
feel. You know,
Go get
kid,
it. Just
yeah.
go integrate yourself in the game.
You're not coming out the game right now. Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
we need you
We
to,
need
like.
something. Like, you need to just like cut whatever you have loose and just like play basketball.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like, and that's team culture though, right? Like, that's like a product of Denver's culture that they've established over years, which is like, we are comfortable putting guys in and seeing what we have, right? When you have to play, and it's like at any level of basketball, when you have to play with such a tight leash sometimes, especially as a younger player, like, you think about every shot. You're like, you know, I see it with Jordan Walsh this year. Like we had him in when it was like really close down to the wire against Golden State. And there's like a couple opportunities where it would be like, yo, just shoot it. Like it was a driving kick, and like you just have to catch it and shoot it. You have enough space. Like, we trust you to shoot it. That's what we brought you here for. And like, he just kind of hesitates a little bit, and you're like, But that's like the pressure, right? Of playing. That's like the pressure of playing with Boston. It's like I feel like Denver's just done such a good job of like establishing a
Right.
culture that like lets their young guys really go get a feel for the game. Probably
And that's
because
when,
the guy that's as good as Jokic that can like
yeah,
hold it
for
down. Like,
sure.
you know what I mean? We can
And
afford to
coaching.
take a couple possessions and still get a bucket if we need to.
No, for sure. And it's coaching. It's because, like, you see that guy put in the work. You
Yep.
know that he's not a starter for a reason, but you
Yep.
don't discount the work that you've seen him put in. It's like, no, nah, bro, I've seen you run up and down against the starters. So just
I've seen him in
don't go
practice
out there and
defending.
think you're, this guy that shouldn't be out there or
Facts.
anything like that. That's when good. That win against Denver was, I mean, against Dallas was impressive. And it was, dude, there was one play that if we were watching it together, like we would have said the exact same thing. And it's one of the gripes you have about Dallas, whether you vocalize it or not. It's just that certain things about Luka rub you the wrong way and you think it doesn't
Dude.
lead to winning basketball.
Yeah, of course.
But perfect example, Kyrie is literally 7 for 7 from three on the game.
Here we go.
He's like 10 for 14 from the field.
Okay.
He's got over 30. And he just hit a God bless him, like face, like pull up mid-ranger to like give him the 2-point lead, right?
Yeah.
Under, we're in the last 2 minutes. Denver goes down. I talk about Jokic, like he somehow knows how to perfectly lay, like the art of finishing around the rim is one of the toughest things in basketball. If not everything, every dude over 6'10, 6'11, 7 feet would just be great. Like,
Yeah.
no, the art of finishing and just confidently putting it in the hoop, whether that's off the glass, directly when you choose to dunk it. Like, Jokic has the most unreal touch around the rim. Like, he just
Yeah.
drops it in at the right
He
angles all the
does. He has
time.
a very soft touch around the rim, I agree.
He smokes one on a
Yeah.
drop step. And it's because he had just got maybe two buckets already before that. So he smokes one that he can make 9 times out of 10. Dallas gets the ball back, coming down. We're approaching a minute. They're up two. And it's like, I want Denver to win this game because it makes the article look better.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is going to be a tough out because this Dallas team is nice. We're going to talk, like, I have them on the list of real contenders in the West just because they're getting closer and closer and closer. And there's guys with championship experience in the locker room now. So it's going to help elevate Luka. He's going to get there. It could be this year, but he does something textbook where it's like it happens. I'm like, dog, you can't do this. This
Yeah.
possession, they get the lead. They're sitting on the lead. They get a stop, another bucket, and you're up two possessions under a minute. And you can really get some. You can really sort of put this game away on the road. Luka shoots it from a step inside the logo, with like 5 to 10 seconds left on the shot clock, with a minute left. Clang. Denver gets it. Transition. Oh, they do. They executed so nasty in that final minute. Jamal Murray did this crazy half spin, snatch back, fade, offensive rebound, tip. Jamal threw the over his head pass to Jokic for a three. Like, oh, in the final 2 minutes. But whatever they did after Luka smoked that, they came down, scored, came down, back down, got a stop, tie game, came back, MPJ floater, ball game.
Yeah.
Because
Because they
you
might run
decided
their
to.
stuff,
Because you
dude. When
decided to take a hero ball FU3 so that way you could stop and look at the camera as they maybe call a timeout or something. When it's like, yeah, dog, that does look cool. Y'all lost the game because you didn't get a better look at that moment. That's decision
untouchable.
making.
It's not like we saw this in the finals, bro. When
Jokic
somebody
doesn't do that.
that's what I'm saying. Like you can't mess around on possessions when it comes close to it. It's not if Luka was in the NBA literally like 8, 9 years ago, it would have probably worked. You know what I mean? But like it doesn't work anymore. Like you need to run a set, you need to run a play, you need to get a better look. Like you need to create action to get a better look. You can't just stand. That is like the worst thing. And like, do you remember when it was like Joe Mazzulla had the timeout issues and he would let the Celtics play through too much?
Yeah.
It's almost like sometimes you need to just like let the play develop. Like you don't have to pull it back and wind the clock down. Like, why give them a chance to score? Just get into something. You know what I mean? Like, just get into something and see what happens. Like some of the biggest shots that the Celtics hit, sure, like Tatum and Brown will hit the big shots, but like some of the big shots that win you these games, these early games, you know what I mean? They win you a game in like January, are like when it's just like close game, ball movement, you know, you just try to get a look and somebody like, you know, like a Derrick Jones Jr. gets wide open for a three and he knocks it down because it's just like the ball finds the right person. I just feel like they
Yeah, no, the ball has energy.
heliocentric basketball isn't always the correct form of basketball in the clutch.
Yeah, the ball 100% has energy. If you look at Denver, which is why I put them atop the West when it just comes to at the end of the season, who's putting this team away?
Yeah.
They execute, bro. And
Do.
these role players are going to have
Do.
confidence when we get there because
Yeah.
they're putting in the work right now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree. They're definitely a team to watch out for, 100%.
We'll run through some of these other teams and we won't linger too long. But OKC's now got to make it without Chet for about 2 months. Chet
Yeah.
won't be back until sometime in January. You know, sucks to see the guy go down.
It
But
does.
this is also another sort of similar to Phoenix has got to get it done without KD.
And
But
be
they're
like,
both going to be fine, I believe. I think OKC tonight against was it who'd they run against tonight? Was it Sacramento? No. Tonight against the Clippers, they just played five out and they said, okay, cool. There's
yeah.
driving lanes for Shai Gilgeous all game long. And then they won in a shootout, 134 to 128.
There you
They're going
go.
to still hover above 500. They get Isaiah Hartenstein back
Yeah.
sometime before the end of
That's why
this
you went and
month.
got him. That's why you
They'll be
went and got
just
him in the
fine.
first
They'll be
place.
just fine.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's why you went and got him in the first place. He's got a little midi touch. He's got, you know,
Oh,
he's
yeah. No, he'll step in and average 10, 11, 14 boards for
I
like
agree.
2 weeks.
He gives them an edge that they previously didn't have, which I
Yeah.
think it'll be interesting to see because, like,
And
I
then
don't.
that's a really smooth transition and letting Chet ease himself back into that for the
Exactly.
postseason to where, look,
Play him at the
you've
four.
got
He has more
reinforcement.
perspective. Yep,
That was
exactly.
what we talked about last postseason, where it was like, hey, Chet's
Go
a
get it.
dog. I'm not going to say he's not a dog,
Go get
but
somebody that
he's
can
not the
help him
biggest
out. Yeah.
dog, and he has no other dogs next to him to really do that work inside when
Yeah.
we're in the postseason.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
if he's got his dog, Isaiah, then he could have some action. Phoenix, I'm very high on Devin Booker's growth this season in like a non-statistical way.
Yeah, the Olympics, I think, changed something,
Yeah.
right? They changed
Yeah, man.
something.
He's a guy, bro. And I'm getting my fantasy roster in here in a moment. But he's one of the centerpieces on the squad this year. And dog, he's heavy on facilitating right now. He's averaging like over 7.5 assists, couple 12 assist games, couple double doubles,
I think the
clearly.
Olympics helped him realize, like, yo, I don't have to do all this and all that. I just have to be effective in the game and
I
figure out how to
know I know
play.
I can play at a high level.
Yeah.
Let me
If I
go
need to
play
turn it on,
high
I
level
can.
basketball like on both sides.
He played well down the stretch yesterday. Played well down the
And
stretch.
I think that is another one of those, not addition by subtraction, but when you subtract the opportunities and the usage that a star player, takes up, it's not always just a net negative for a team
Yeah.
because Booker has the capability to score 60 any night.
Yeah.
However, he's not in the mindset. He's going to have to be triggered to like tap into that mindset, knowing I'm playing next to KD.
Yeah,
Why
I
should I
got
have to get 60? Like that's almost like a comfort zone you'll sink your let yourself play into. Whereas now it's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, member book, hey, this is still your squad. You're the longest tenured player on this franchise right now. Like you're the OG here, multi-time all-star. You've been to the finals when this team went to the finals. Like, stop playing, dog. Like, so I love this for my fantasy team. I
Yeah.
love this for to see what Book can do with this stretch. They've got bodies. They've got many bodies down there in Phoenix now.
I agree. Tyus Jones, Mike Budenholzer, good additions, great additions.
So I think that when KD does get back, very tough out. The team's gonna be very tough out because they were teammates during that Olympic stretch. They had the postseason experience last year. We talked about when they were dating each other the very first season, very first
Yeah.
episode of this podcast. Like the boys, hey, it's not the first date anymore. They've come to know each other.
Yeah. They made it through.
They can
They
coexist.
yeah, they coexist. I
They get
agree.
along pretty well.
I agree.
That's real funny. Like,
Looking back on it.
yes, like straight like
We said that too.
library.
We were like year two or year three of this squad. It's gonna be pretty scary.
Right,
Like right
right.
now,
That'd be a
it's
great listen
comical.
again. The first date. It's not the
Word.
first date anymore. You know, these boys have been around the block. They're looking forward to what the postseason has in store. Other than that, man, I don't know. I'll talk about LA in depth more at a later date.
Not for that.
I like JJ.
I like JJ.
I like JJ.
I like JJ a lot.
So
Let me grab my charger real quick. I'm kind of.
I'm usually leading the Anthony Davis for MVP propaganda. He is currently leading the league in points per game. I might pump up the volume on that in a little bit. I don't really have to force it right now. But yeah, there's a lot of competition out west. I'm a big fan of Houston still. I think that Houston is, you know, probably a prime candidate for one of those teams that has like a great six-game series in the playoffs, but gets eliminated in round one, and you're kind of like sad to see that team get eliminated because you're like, dang, that Houston team was really like scrappy, has some new energy, like the Toyota Center was bumping. H-Town, like I can see their wave like riding, but we know Ime is going to bring that team to at least, you know, near its ceiling. And I
Well,
think that's the postseason.
they almost made the playoffs last year. They were close.
Legitimately.
They were in the play-in.
Legitimately. And they're doing a good thing of not
Yeah, I
rushing a
agree.
move for the sake of rushing the process. Like they brought in vets, but they didn't really jeopardize the energy around. Look, we're still playing through our young guys, like, you know, so I like what's going on there. I think there'd be a postseason team.
Yeah.
And that's about it, man, so far. Those are the big observations so far. Golden State, you know.
Not buying it or what?
So the same way I put Denver at high up in regards to who, how are you eliminating this team? You know, how are you beating this team in a series? What's your plan? Like, what actually gets it done? I think that a lot could get it done against the Warriors.
I
And it
agree.
starts with, you know, can we step up to the plate defensively to beat this team? Like Sacramento gave them all they can handle a year or two ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they proceeded to get, I think, spanked on by the Lakers. The Lake Show, right?
Think
Before we
so.
lost to the Nuggets, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
So it's like, you know, Memphis could give them all they could handle right now.
Yeah.
I think that they're a good story. It is a, you know, you should pay respect to quality coaching. I'm glad that we did come back to Golden State because here's one thing that I think. There's one thing that's out there that could change the landscape. It seems like a lot of teams are already on lottery watch trying to get a good pick. There's a couple picks in this draft. This draft's
Yeah.
gonna be a good draft.
Yeah.
The trade deadline, it's going to be interesting. Golden State is one of those teams that could really make themselves better because you're just talking about pairing whoever is the best player imaginable you can get next to Steph,
Yeah.
Draymond, Steve Kerr, all these
Right.
guys. I think that if you can't make Kuminga work, whatever you could leverage for Kuminga in assets,
Just go get it.
just say that max trade deadline clearance discount, you can maybe spend that into a Jimmy Butler package.
Yeah.
That makes your team a little more okay. We got to talk a little differently. Like, you know how I feel about the major midseason acquisition usually doesn't lead to a title,
Right.
but with nucleus intact and adding a veteran, you know, we can have the conversation if they can. I don't know a bunch of names that are jumping off at me right now. Like, say they go trade for Ayton,
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton, and they just get an actual center.
Yeah, they go get an actual guy that's over like 6'5".
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I agree. Maybe even Claxton, dude. Maybe try to go get Claxton or
They can
something.
maybe go get Rob Williams out of Portland as well. Like, just to
Hey,
have a
go Rob
guy
Williams.
who can really give them 25 minutes at the five, set some screens, be a finisher, you know, defend the rim a little bit. Golden State, the fact that they've had a strong start, if they do shed some of this debt, like, bro, get Pajimski out of here. He's not necessary.
I don't get why they like are so
Yo,
like what do they see in him?
Pajimski, Kuminga, picks.
whoever,
You
like,
want Gary Payton? If not,
go
cool.
for
We
it.
get to keep him. He's a culture
Yeah.
guy.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly. No, I agree. I don't know what
who
they're,
else do you want, bro? You got it.
yeah, I don't know
You
what
got
they're hung
it.
up on with the kid from Santa Clara. I don't get it. Like, shout out
He's a
Santa Clara.
player. He's a
No, I
player. I
know he
get
can play.
it.
I know he can play. I'm not saying he can't play, but it's just like, I don't,
He's 100% a trade piece.
why are
Add
you
that
waiting? Like,
puppy to the trade.
I am one of those people that believe, like, I think nowadays, like, the NBA waits until the trade deadline to make trades happen. Like, if I am a team, I feel like I would rather, if I'm going to pull trigger on a trade, I'd rather have it happen earlier than later. That way they have the most amount of runway before the playoffs. So, like, if I'm Golden State, like, I've now seen Kuminga for
Right.
a
No,
few years.
because that deadline to the end of the season,
Is
half
short.
sprint.
Like, yeah. And it's like, why
It's
don't you
brief.
just, like, you know what you have in, you may not know what you have in the Santa Clara kid yet, but, like, you know what you have in Kuminga. Like, he's not magically about to develop a reliable and consistent pull-up jumper, or a reliable and consistent turnaround fade, or a reliable and consistent three ball. Like, that's just not going to happen right now. So, like, why don't you take that and try to leverage it to address a strength that you clearly have needed for the last 2 years, which is getting a legitimate big guy. And then Looney can actually be more effective. He's already historically a great rebounder, especially when it comes to the postseason.
Yeah, and TJD, he deserves minutes, but it's like these aren't the guys that you're putting against Jokic in the postseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't you feel like you need to go get a guy? Like, I don't understand what Mike Conley Jr. is doing over
I
there.
think teams should get a. I think that OKC, for example, could get aggressive and go after Bam Adebayo. I think
Yeah.
that makes them filthy.
Yeah, for sure. Miami's already wet in the bed. It looks like Milwaukee's wet in the bed. What if the Warriors go get like Brooke Lopez?
I
Like, are
thought
you
we were
kidding?
talking Giannis.
Oh yeah, I mean,
We're
even
probably
Giannis.
not talking Giannis midseason, but man, imagine OKC said, you know what? We love the young guys, but here's Jalen Williams. Here's, you know what I'm saying? Here's Aaron Wiggins.
Yeah. Let's go get Bam.
Or, I was going to say, let's go here. Giannis here, and
Or
here's
go get Giannis.
several. And here's a half dozen first round picks and swaps.
Whatever you need. Like, we're stockpiled. Yeah, no, they could go after whoever they want, dude. They could go after whoever they want.
I
But that's
think
the
that
thing. Sometimes you have too many
is that Presti
resources.
still, or is Presti in Utah?
Preston. It's
That's Presti
Preston.
still, right? Yeah, who's over in Utah? That's your guy.
What's his face? Danny Ainge.
Ainge.
Yeah. And they got the coach too out there that's from
I
Boston.
think we'd be kidding ourselves if we didn't think that Presti's like in the front. Like, yeah, they'll keep doing the thing of running their pick because you actually OKC actually has either Philly or Milwaukee's first round pick coming up. So if one of those two teams really stink, one of their picks is going to OKC. I forgot whose, which is crazy.
Oh, it was like Milwaukee or something like that.
Yeah, one of these recent trades, they have like literally like an unprotected first coming up.
Yeah.
From some of these teams, it's like a bottom
Which is
five team.
crazy. Like, who the heck, like, did they trade for
But if
to?
they get aggressive,
Yeah.
dude, they could. I think that Sam Presti's definitely thinking like, who do we swing? Because it's still at the end of the day, I don't have them at the top. I know that right now, they were putting up really good defensive numbers to start the season. They couldn't put away Jokic without Jamal Murray. They
Yeah.
got 29 pieced by Westbrook and lost the clutch game.
Yeah.
You know. That's still where we're at. It was a sample
I agree.
size, but that's who you have to get past.
No, they need
And
to they definitely they're still
load up the
growing.
debt.
They're a young
I
team.
think that Knicks trade still was indicative of like an aggressive NBA landscape.
For
So
sure.
I do expect some moves. But yeah, these teams with assets are definitely probably going to make some shape.
Yeah, they need to.
Here are my dogs this season.
Let me hear it.
Last season, I just get attached to the guys I have in fantasy for that year because I'm that heavily invested in their night to night performance that I will pull up their game on a stream,
There we
no
go.
matter who they're playing.
That's good.
Last year, some of the guys who I had, who aren't back this season, but we wish them well. We were part of their camp, from the jump. Is the Cade Cunninghams of the world, Jaden Ivies of the world. The Keegan Murrays of the world. We wish you guys wish you all well in your future endeavors. We were former previous investors. We've moved our portfolio into others.
Right.
We could maybe do business in the future, but this year I'm feeling good again this year. I'm looking for the back-to-back title this year, and guess what? Both teams started with Jokic.
No way.
I got the second overall pick this year. I
Nice.
wanted Wimby by all means, and of
Yeah,
course
going
he
for him.
went first.
Yeah.
I probably would have took him at first,
Okay.
and I would have been pretty severely disappointed right now because what
Yeah, if
Jokic
I took him
does night to
first, yeah,
night
for
is
sure.
insane.
I know it's been
Now
a little weird for them over there.
Wimby did just drop 34 tonight, six threes in like consecutive games. That's pretty ridiculous. He's gonna have the seven block nights. He's gonna have, the 5x5 night occasionally. He's figuring things out. That whole team is figuring things out. Cool to watch night to night. What I can shout Wimby out for is that the kid looks really durable, and I hope
Yeah,
it
he
stays
does.
that way.
Yeah, same.
Hope it stays that way.
I agree.
Had to rock out with Jokic, man. He led us to the banner last year. And what I learned in playing a categories league with Jokic is that this dude's unreal, man. He's unreal. He's
I
giving you
agree.
elite production across
Yeah.
the board, like in
Yeah.
each this statistic. So he's heading the team up, 10-team league. So I had pick two. I got the long wraparound to pick 19, before I'm on the clock again. Guess where we went?
Who'd you say?
We went to Charlotte and I grabbed my boy.
LaMelo, nice.
I
It's a great
grabbed my
pick.
boy, second rounder, you know what I'm saying?
It's a great pick.
I had just missed out on the likes of, Donovan Mitchell's and Trae Young. Trae Young would have been nice as well. Trae Young's doing his thing right now.
Right.
He's dealing with a little knick-knack injury right now.
Right.
But I love what I'm seeing from LaMelo. He looks like he's on some screw it.
Balling.
He's been putting up 25 to 30 shots a night.
He has been
He's
balling out of control.
out there saying, F it. I'm the dude on this team with the shoe. I am a former all-star. Who's going to tell me no to these shots? But he also has this team at 500 or, hovering around 500. They're 4-6 right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing some ridiculous stuff. He might have to, he's got some of the coldest highlights of the
He
season.
does. He really does. He's been playing out of his mind, dude. It's crazy. We forgot. And I told you, it was one of those things with LaMelo where it's like, I just need to see it more. It's never been a question of talent, I think, with LaMelo and people's assessment of LaMelo. I think it's been like, well, is he gonna be around like by game 60, by game 70? Like, that's the real question, right? And you can't control that. So it's unfair to like hold a player like hold that against somebody when evaluating them or like assessing them or commenting on them. But like, at the end of the day, like it is a factor, right? Like it is a huge factor. The Celtics didn't have anybody suffer a major injury in it. You know what I mean? You get to see that on display and that counts. That counts for something.
No, man, and he's played every game so far this season,
Exactly. He's played every game. He's
and we
played
can't
high
forget
minutes. High minutes this season too.
one of the legit observations just from last season as a whole was that players weren't taking the minimum game threshold lightly.
No.
We saw surprisingly durable seasons from just about everybody. Like
Yeah.
at the end of the year, we counted down who were the guys that actually didn't really make the cut when it came into like all NBA time.
Right.
And was like, yo, honestly, not that many people missed the cut.
Yeah.
Like, guys went for it, and they're playing their 60 plus, damn near 70 games. So hopefully LaMelo stay healthy, but stay out there on the court. We love it. He's averaging 29 right now.
Thanks.
He doesn't even care for the assists. He had double digit assists in the first game of the season, and that's it. So he's really out there getting buckets right now.
Yeah.
Averages 5 threes a game. He's shooting more than 10 a game.
I think he's leading the
Go get
league
it,
in
kid.
I think he's leading the league in second quarter and fourth quarter points.
Look at you, the homework.
Jason Tatum leading the first and the third.
Hey.
Hey.
Third pick. Quick ping pong, round two to round three, Devin Booker. This could have
Nice.
been Harden, and I really wanted Harden just
Yeah.
because I was thinking that Harden was looking healthy this year.
Yeah.
I went with Booker based off of like the conversation we talked about. I wanted some, yeah, maybe Harden's a little sexier in terms of what the numbers he could produce, but it's like, come on, he's also 30 something plus
Yeah, I
waiting to
agree.
pull a hammy.
I
And
agree.
Harden is over, he is largely durable,
He is durable.
but this is prime time Devin Booker.
Yeah, this is
Like,
from Devin Booker. I agree. I agree. It's a good pick.
and not regretting it, not regretting it. He can, especially what this sample size might look like in the next couple of weeks with no KD on the court.
Right.
I was doing the most day of this draft. I Bash had a T-ball game. I was driving home. I missed a couple picks.
Okay.
Literally ended up with next two picks ended up being Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson.
Not bad.
Interesting, interesting, you know.
Little duo there.
Yeah. I like stacking players on the same team just because you're sort of cornering this, you know, this the production shares. Desmond Bane's actually been injury prone a little bit. He's missed some time with an oblique, but we know when he's out there, he's going to shoot that joint. And he's pretty competitive. He was averaging about 20 a game before he went down. But Jaren Jackson, man, he was on my radar last season as I think that people don't know how to describe Jaren's game very well, in that the perception of him isn't really who he is. But he's a true bucket, like big MF-er. Like he's 6'10, but would translate to like a 6'6" like shooting guard, like if he was just in a different body, very fluidly. That sounds very weird, but like he's a guy with size that like coaches have to try and tell, you know, look, go inside a little bit, go outside a little bit. You know, we like that what you're doing out there, but like, and he's like, well, look, I can really. There's a dope tweet of somebody saying that, like, when people say, I wish Jaren Jackson rebounded better. And he's like, well, what if that meant he couldn't? Why are we mad that about that when he can do this? And it's like him going off the dribble, between the legs, spin from the 3-point line to the rim and like two dribbles, like Euro dunk. And it's like, bro, that's a, he has a bag. Like,
Yeah,
he
he
has
does.
a bag.
I agree. He's a little overrated, in my opinion. He was a little useless in the FIBA world title, obviously. But like
Yeah,
he was playing out of
little
position.
stench on him there for that.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
I think
he went ghost, didn't he? Didn't he disappear? Didn't
he
he
did
check
go.
out and didn't
I'm
even
pretty sure he
play at
fouled
the
out
end?
a couple times. I'm
He
pretty sure he fouled out a couple times. Mm
he's an interesting player. I wasn't mad to end up with him because, you know, I can see the vision. I can see the vision. So far, he's doing his thing. He's averaging 22 a game.
Right.
5.5 rebounds, but he's getting you threes, he's getting you blocks, he's getting you steals, he's playing defense. So high, you know, he's a quality contributor. This is where it got good. This is where it got good. I feel very good about these following picks, another big swing in the gaps. And I'm back on the clock. Pick 7 now. I go J Dub. I go J
Okay.
Dub out of OKC, who I frequently hated on in just terms of like, yo, what's his game? What is he
Yeah, what is this game?
doing?
But
What
he's
position
playing.
is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know,
Bro
honestly.
plays. He plays.
He
I had
plays.
to watch
He
him cook the
believes.
Lakers about 3 times last season to be like, damn.
He's relentless. He's good.
I don't know still what position he is
I
or
don't
what he
either.
really does best,
It's like a
but
shooting
bro can
guard.
play.
Yeah. He's like a power forward point guard. He's like if a point guard was built into a power forward in terms of strength, like that's what he is, I feel like.
And he like doesn't have a power forward body at all.
Yeah,
He's 6'6",
he's got a point
220.
guard.
Like
Yeah,
he's
he's
like
a.
2 inches taller than D Wade.
It's
And looks
crazy.
like D Wade, and they go throw him out there at the four, but he brings it up in transition. But right now in the season, he's averaging 26-5 with two steals and a block, two threes.
Yeah.
It's just like you're getting a box score with it all. He's been
Yeah.
triple double watched a couple times. Sixth ranked power forward in fantasy, feeling very good about that. And I couldn't believe my mans was also still here. Three picks later, pick 62, Evan Mobley, man. We've already talked about this, but
Hey, shout out to Evan Mobley.
I got power forward 3 and power forward 6 in the 6th and 7th rounds of the draft. So,
Huge.
yeah, felt good about that. Pairing that next to Jokic, who we know is going to anchor the front
Yep.
court as well in fantasy overall. And yeah, Mobley, he's looking another year bigger, another year stronger, adding to his game still. And he'll take some nights off on the boards because Jared Allen's gonna go crazy, but Mobley's a dog, man. And
Yeah.
I'm happy to see the growth. And from there, I took quickly's mix pretty much the whole season with the hip injury. He's coming back from it. The picks at that point, a little less relevant. I've been active in the waiver wire, as you know, I have to be.
Right, you have to be.
I'm huge on, oh man, sniper. So I picked the first person I added off the waivers was Zubac. Zubac somehow didn't get drafted. And
Weird.
he is a ninth ranked center in fantasy right now,
There you go.
averaging 16.9 and 13 rebounds.
Jeez, okay.
And I paid attention to some of his media last season talking about, like, yo, Harden's been great here since, like, they acquired Harden. He was like, he gets in all these reps after practice. He's like, bro, like, he's pulling me to the side. Like, we're just getting solo work in afterward. Like, and you see it literally, it's their team right now in
Yeah, I
Dorman
agree.
Powell. So,
Yeah, that was flamethrower. Shout out to
so
Rico Hines, huh? UCLA basketball right there. Shout out Rico Hines one time.
facts. Facts. Oh, I actually got, yeah, one of the picks I took was Jalen Duren. I'm probably gonna be, I've been fishing for trades for him. But because I wanted double threats, high field goal percentage guys, but it's kind of too crowded in Detroit right now. Tobias Harris is over there, you know, playing too much. Like, I don't really want that anymore. It was
He's back
nice
in
when,
Motown, dude. He's back in
yeah,
Motown.
Isaiah
Indeed.
Stewart's trying to take his minutes. Cade Cunningham's getting triple doubles. I'm like, all right, I'm kind of out on the Duren stock. I'm cool. I'm cool. He's gonna do his thing, but I can find this in the waiver wire somewhere. I'm close to dropping them. I don't want to just drop them, but I'm close to dropping them. But yeah, Mathurin's number three ranked small forward so far. And yeah, I mentioned Benedict Mathurin.
Hey, he's relentless.
Just added him as well. And he is dude, I was heavy in the comment in the Twitter threads because I looked one night. They played Orlando. He got 14 minutes and 5 points. And I said, yo, what are they doing? And I looked up his name like on Twitter. All of local Pacers Twitter is like, bro, I hate Carlisle. I despise him, bro. This team won't be good until we ditch him. Why is he not playing Mathurin
Why is
20
Mathurin
plus
not playing?
minutes? Like, it's inexcusable,
He's
blah, blah,
nice.
blah. And I, bro, I was this close to dropping him after that. That was right when I added him. And I was like, you know what? It would be rash for me to release him right now. I gotta write, like, if I think he's gonna pan out in terms of, like, yo, this is a guy who high scoring upside. The team needs somebody at that position. I'm not buying Nembhard stock. I'm not buying Ben Shepherd stock. It's like, bro, Mathurin's ready to play. He already had 20 in a couple games in the season. So I'm
No.
like, no, let me see another couple games.
He's good. He's really good. I do. I think he's an aggressive scorer. Like, and he doesn't back down. Like, he's just a hard-nosed basketball player. He would have made a big
Since,
difference in the series last year.
dude, and I'm so glad that I held on to him because since that 5 point stretch, bro, he literally has averaged 19 and 7 with, like, he dropped 38 career high the other night with 8 boards. He had 20 and 11, 22 and 6. Like, he's consistently getting around 20 points a night for that Indiana team, is the reason that they've turned it around as well.
For sure.
Mathurin was a grab. Dennis Schroeder's been a grab, although he might not make it. Ben Simmons is on the squad, folks.
Nice. Yeah.
He's still playing under a slight minutes restriction, but he's averaging 6 points, 7 assists, and six rebounds
Hey, we'll take that.
on 24 minutes a night. If he gets back to 30-minute territory and builds confidence, because he won't shoot more than 5 times a game right now. I'm watching it. He will not get fouled. And he will not take more than 5 or 6 shots. But he's rebounding. He's playing defense. He's averaging 7 assists right now. He just had 12 and 22 minutes tonight. It's like he's going to flirt with triple doubles once they
Let's say,
turn him
like,
loose a little
become
bit
the norm.
more.
I agree. I agree.
And him and Dennis, I love Germany Dennis. Like, international play Dennis is literally like one of the best point guards, literally, I guess, on earth. Like, if he can lead his nation, his country to, like, fifth place
Literally,
with, like, him and two other guys
him and
playing the
Franz
full
Moe,
game.
dude. Yeah,
Real big on Dennis. However, you know, he might not make survive a nice waiver wire cut. But that's the squad, bro, in a nutshell. Dyson Daniels also having a very impactful season
definitely.
in Atlanta. He's got 17 steals over his last 3 games.
Jeez Louise, what the heck? It's insane. It's insane.
You know, so
Getting
I'm watching
busy.
that guy.
I like it.
I've got him on the squad as well. But that's the squad, bro. We're
I like
really, I believe in these guys, dude. Yoke Dog, LaMelo, Book, J Dub, Mobley, Jaren.
Squad.
If I get Bane back, Zubat.
It's a squad. It's a good looking squad. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Mathurin, like I'm feeling good. I'm ready to give it to these boys again, bro.
You should.
Pause. That's about it, Brody.
That's good.
About it for now, man.
Nah, that's lit.
It's very good to be back at it. Season 3 is here. Expect content at the least weekly and centered around sort of these articles that'll be going up. Be sure to go check out the work that is posted. We're going to get these episodes available everywhere you want them. Feel free. I'm going to do some 2K stuff with the twins on YouTube.
There we go.
Later this week, we're going to run the live. We're going to run we're going to play in the hood, as Shiva calls it.
There we go, dude. You got to go to the hood. Some 3-on-3. Bro, it's just neighborhood,
with the bros.
It's neighborhood, but like, I'm not trying to call it the neighborhood every time. Just going to the hood.
Yeah, nah, it's lit, man. And we'll get into 2K some more too, because my player is fine. You know, he had his first 50 ball.
Oh man,
come on now.
Hey, nothing like the first. Nothing like.
Nah, you're not watching the games, P.
Yeah. P, you're not watching the games.
You're not watching the games.
He burnt, Lord. Shout out to the
OG. Man. Plenty we didn't get to, but we'll be around. We'll be around to discuss some more, talk some fantasy football later on this week. But watch the games. Watch the games, P. Yeah, that's all I can say. If you're out there.
I agree. Until next time, I guess.
Till next time, like, follow, subscribe, stick around. We'll be right back at it like we never left.
Oh, shout out to Lil Tekka. Shout out to Lil Tekka, dude.
Big Tech.